Now, this Indonesian decision to cut the number of live cattle it imports from us may prove short-lived. Beef prices in Indonesia have surged in the wake of the announcement that only 50,000 live cattle will be imported from Australia this quarter. In other words, cut down the supply, price goes up. 282,000 live cattle were exported to Indonesia last quarter. Unnamed Indonesian insiders say Indonesia's trade ministry will have to authorise another 150,000 live cattle imports this quarter to bring the Indonesian beef price back under control. Now, increase supply and you bring down the price. Cut supply and the price increases because the commodity becomes scarce. Indonesia's Trade Minister, Rahmat Gobel, is backpedalling at a million miles an hour. Yesterday he said, the 50,000 quota was just for the first part of the quarter. And that was the third quarter, the first part. He said, it doesn't mean we're lowering the total quarterly quota. There could be more. We're evaluating that now. Now, of course, Bill Shorten has tried to argue this issue was the Abbott government's fault, resulting from diplomatic tensions between Australia and Indonesia over the executions of Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran. It is no such thing. It is the Gillard government's fault that all of this is even being discussed. The government Bill Shorten was a member of, it was the Gillard government's ridiculous live exports ban, which created a beef supply crisis in Indonesia, causing them to say, we better become self-sufficient, we can't rely on our suppliers. That's led to quota reductions. But the latest crisis may prove a storm in a teacup. In the meantime, Bill Shorten would be well advised to stop talking about the issue and thereby reminding us who started this betrayal of Australia's interests.